Dan, the Hangman Hooker, joins on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Hey, there's how you going?
Very good, mate. Wanted to get you on the phone, not only to talk about your upcoming fight in Auckland, but to also talk about the UFC yesterday, mate. We saw pubs and clubs filled. We saw pay-per-view through the roof, and Conor McGregor is back. What was your take on the fight?
Yeah, incredible performance, you know, after such a long layoff from Conor to come back and do that to, you know, one of the best in the game in the division in Cowboy is, it's an incredible statement.
Dan, I'd never seen anything like it with the shoulders at the start of that fight. Have you seen that before, or is that something that you use, or is it something that a lot of opponents use?
It's been around a bit if you've watched John Jones fights in the past. When he gets opponents up against the cage and the clinch, he does like that nice little shoulder bump technique. But I've never seen it used to that effect, you know, to have it, you know, bust a break an opponent's nose and swell an opponent's eye. Yeah, it was. He's such a creative guy, you know.
You, mate, you're looking at your stats here. You rank 7th in the world for the UFC lightweight, a record of 19-8-0. What about the start of that fight yesterday? Because we had a few text messages in from our listeners and a few callers earlier in regards to the way Conor started, how he was charging at Cerrone while pretending to touch the gloves. Do you think that's just fair play and that's just the game you're in?
It has to be expected. You know, it's not something that I would do. I wouldn't run across and do something like that. But it's something that I definitely expect, you know, when the ref brings you together at the start of the fight, that's your opportunity to touch gloves. Anything after that, it's all on. So I'd expect it from an opponent like that.
What about you, Dan? You're getting ready to take on Paul Felder over there in Auckland on Sunday, February 23. He's made some really personal comments about yourself and your family. Has that fired you up at all?
Definitely. He's definitely made it personal, you know. I don't know exactly what he's trying to gauge from it, because I've never had an opponent disrespect me like that before. I've had opponents insult me in the past, you know, tell me that they're going to retire me and they're going to break my legs and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. But I always felt it was from a place of weakness. I always felt it was just because they were scared, so they were kind of just projecting their fear on me. But Paul Felder, I know that he's game. I know he's a very respectful guy. So I'm very unsure as to his motivation behind the insult.
We're chatting to Dan the Hangman Hooker, the world's 7th-ranked UFC lightweight. And I tell you what, with him making it personal like this, what's that done for your motivation and for your preparation?
It just adds that extra pump to it. I can't wait to get in there and get my hands on him. You know, if it wasn't enough, you know, the main event in my hometown, I've had two incredible knockout victories in Auckland in UFC events. So to come back as the main event here in Auckland, it was enough. You know, the place was going to sell out regardless of whether or not he built the fight up. But to add that on top of it, it's given me even more motivation.
What can the fans expect from you then, Dan? What's your strengths as a fighter?
Me? Fireworks. fireworks of, you know, I've only had one decision, and that was a very dominant decision over the number 6 in the world. So I'm looking to take him out. You know, I can guarantee that this fight is not going 5 rounds. I can guarantee that I'm going to finish Paul Felder inside of 5 rounds.
And last but not least, the rise of the sport. There's a huge appetite for it here in Australia. Obviously, you just mentioned in New Zealand, you're going to sell out in Auckland. It's one of the biggest markets, the Australasia area, for the UFC. For those that are listening to this right now and maybe haven't watched the sport before, how would you sell it to them, mate? Why should people be tuning in to watch this fight, which is UFC Friday night on the 23rd of February?
Yeah, well, to me, it's the toughest sport in the world. You know, it's a complete martial art, and we get to see who the best combat sports athlete on the planet is. You know, the guy stepping in there, this is number 7 versus number 6. And the winner of this fight gets a shot at one of the big guys. You know, gets a shot at one of the money fights, gets a Conor McGregor, gets a Tony Ferguson, gets a Dustin Poirier. So this fight here is to crown the next superstar in the lightweight division, and I'm looking to take that spot.
Mate, go hard. Why do they call you the hangman, just quickly?
Well, I finished a lot of fights by a choke, by a submission early on in my career, and just stuff.
Very good. Not a bad nickname to have, mate. Enjoy Auckland on the 23rd of Feb, and we appreciate you joining us as well.
Thank you very much.